Good morning.
And how are you?
Blessed indeed. So there's a lot I could preach on today, as always, but I'm going to just focus primarily, and we'll hit the other reading. It's on the second reading, and just the last line of the second reading. So Paul's talking about, you know, he doesn't know whether it's better to live or die. He's willing to do either. He says dying is the better way, right? But he says, after he says all this, he says, only conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Worthy of the gospel of Christ. So what we're called to do is to give glory to God's name, if you will, by the way we live, and to not make Jesus blush. You know, often I think in my own lifetime, I've made Jesus blush. You know, and maybe you have too, when he looks at the way I act or the way that others act and say they're Christians, he just, like, if he can still blush in heaven, then we gotta blush at us sometimes. And what we gotta do is, like today when we say the Lord's Prayer, when we say, hallowed be thy name, we're saying that God, let me, by the way I live my life, hallow your name. So when people look at me, may they praise God that I am an example of you. But don't let them look at me and curse your name because I say I follow you and this is the way I act, right? Now often in today's Catholicism and Christianity, we act like Old Testament people. Now, let me clarify that first. The God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament are the same God, right? We don't have like an old God and a new God. But God, the way he deals with us and the way we have dealt with him has been purified and fulfilled, right? It used to be, if you were caught in adultery, what happened? You were stoned. That was the law, right? Now, Jesus changed that by the way he lived and the way he treated someone and says, you who without sin be the first one to cast the stone, right? It used to be in the old law that you could not eat bacon. Now, people, almost everybody here eats bacon and you enjoy it. They could kill you in the Old Testament for that kind of stuff. So our life must be transformed. So we got to really believe and think about, am I doing this the way of the gospel of Jesus Christ? The good news of Jesus Christ? Am I being Christ in the world? I can fall in and say, and quote Old Testament passages, that means you can't eat blood. There's all kinds of stuff. If you want to go Old Testament, go completely Old Testament. Don't pick and choose. But we are called to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in our actions. So that means, what does it mean? First of all, if you listen to the open readings, the opening prayer was, Lord, you've summed up all the commandments in what, do you know? Love of you and love of others. You know, one of my favorite songs out, and I think this is going to become our new, because, you know, on our bulletin, the front of the bulletin says, together loving Jesus and others. I've hated it since the beginning, you know. But I want to do, this song is called Love God, Love People. That's the summation of what it is to be a follower of Jesus. You love God and you love people. So when I stand before God, am I a person that shows that I love God and that I love people? And again, the way that is in the first reading and the gospel, it talks both there. For let him turn to the Lord for mercy to our God who is generous and forgiving. In the gospel, after we see all the stuff, and it talks about salvation in the gospel, this is grace. And it's about the end of the time. Who do we know went to heaven first, as I've asked you 100,000 times, after Jesus Christ? The good thief. So, you know, here's the person here, and he says, are you envious because I am generous? That God is generous with mercy. God is generous with compassion. God is generous with love. So what does that mean? I need to be generous with mercy, generous with love, generous with my money, generous, because that's who God is. Now again, I told you the story about, you know, it's a parable of course, but it's about at the end of the world when God, Jesus, brings everybody in front of him, everyone's to be judged, and then Jesus, who is mercy and love, tells the angels, you go tell everybody that I, in my mercy, since I paid for their sins, I'm going to let everyone into heaven. Everybody gets to come. And the people that knew they were going to be damned are rejoicing. And the people who are righteous and expecting God to do for them and damn the others start to complain. And they're the ones that instantly get damned because they did not know, they did not give, they were not generous with God in mercy. Now, it's a parable. That's not the teaching of the church. But again, it tells us, am I a person, you know, and what people get crazy over is like, once I gave a homily years ago at St. Luke's, and one of the people, I says, you know, it's grace that you're going to be saved by what God did for you, not what you do for them. And this woman came in, she was a daily mass goer, and she says, then why should I do anything, Father? I said, you do it because you love. You do what you do because you love Jesus. You know, at the end of my life, I've been a virgin my whole life, 60 years so far. When I come before God, and I'm not going to be sitting there saying, hey, God, you know, I was a virgin my whole life. How about those other pagans who weren't? You're going to let them come to heaven too? If I had it my way, everybody would get there, no matter what. You know, it doesn't matter. I didn't do what I do just so I could be better than others and let them, you know, let them be damned and let me go to heaven. Look at everything I did for Jesus. I don't care. I've been a virgin my whole life for love of Jesus, not because it's a rule, not because I had to. I didn't have to be a priest, except this is what God wanted me to do. I regret not one moment of following Jesus Christ. Not one. And if he lets everybody in at the end, praise God that he would be so generous and forgiving. He doesn't have to worry about me saying, that's just not fair. I'm just as much in need of mercy as everybody else. I'm going to, oh, thank you, Lord. But again, we live that way by living people. We do what we do because we're in love with Jesus Christ, period. And we're in love with other people. Period. That's only conducting ourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Jesus. So today, let's learn generosity. Let's learn that I will do what I do because I love God and I love other people. When you and I do that completely, then we'll long for heaven as St. Paul does. And we'll long that everybody else gets to go there too. Not just us few who are righteous. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. And again, people always ask, what do you say at the end, Father? May each of you know his love today and forever. Got it? Amen. Let us stand and let us